calling the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net, calling the Spark and Pettis County Aries Net. This is KE0WJX, Kilo, Echo, Zero, Whiskey, Juliet, X-Ray, your net control station for this evening. My name is Joel, my QTH is in Warrensburg. This Spark Repeater Net meets each Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. local time on the Sedalia 14703 MHz repeater with a minus offset. At this time, do we have any emergency traffic for the net? If during the net any station has emergency traffic, notify net control and your traffic will be handled immediately. The purpose of this net is to exchange information and to promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website, which is wa0sdo.org, and a Facebook page so members and guests can access information about our club. Do we have any club announcements? Okay, the only two things I know that are going on, our next meeting is the 6th of April at the EMA at 8:30. And then I was challenged by our president to come up with a contest for April, May, June. But that's going to be in April, and we're going to call it the April Challenge. I'll give you more information later on the net. So at this time, I am going to take short time, mobile, and in and outs. If you want to check into the Spark Repeater Net, please call KE0WJX.
K0ARQ, Kilo Foxtrot Zero Alpha Romeo Quebec, Don Sedalia, in and out.
KB0UVW, Kilo Bravo Zero Union Victor Whiskey Renda in Sedalia, I'm in and out.
This is EF0IHX, Kilo Foxtrot Zero India Hotel X-Ray. Lori in downtown Cold Camp, in and out.
KE0QYA, Kilo Echo Zero, Quebec Yankee Alpha, Richard, in and out.
Kilo 6, Hotel Uniform, mobile.
Let's stop right there. We got six of them, and we got a mobile out there. K6HU, I think I heard your mobile.
Roger, roger. Just wanted to pop in and say hello to everybody. Other than that, 73, K6HU, clear.
All right, well, thanks for checking in. And so far, in and out, I have KF0ARQ, Don, thanks for checking in tonight. KD0UVW, Renda, good to hear you. KF0IHX, Lori, you're making a good trip from Cold Camp tonight. And KE0QYA, Richard, always good to hear you. So with that, that brings us to six, and it brings me to the bottom of the list. I'm going to take another standby for short timers, in and outs, mobiles, and portables. Please call KE0WJX.
WA0Q3J, Whiskey Alpha Zero, Quebec Charlie, Juliet, Connie, and Sedalia, in and out.
This is KF0HYP, Kilo Foxtrot Zero Hotel Yankee Papa, Ryan Marshall, in and out.
KF0IHY, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, India Hotel Yankee, Leo, downtown Cold Camp, in and out.
Okay, there's three more good ones, all in and out. WA0QCJ, Connie, thanks for checking in tonight. KF0HYP, Ryan, you're making a good trip in from Marshall. And KF0IHY, Leo, making a good trip in from Cold Camp. So that brings me to nine. I'm going to take one more standby for in and out, portable, mobile, and short timers. Please call now.
Net Control, this is KE0UHO, Mike in the Dresden area, in and out.
Okay, I believe that's the end of them. KE0UHO, Mike and Dresden, you're making a good trip into the repeater tonight. So with that, I'm going to take any check-ins, anybody, anywhere. Please call KE0WJX.
This is KD0ETO, Paul in Hughesville.
Whiskey 1, Oscar Tango Whiskey, David, Whiteman Air Force Base.
Hey, there's two good ones. KD0ETL, Paul, how are you tonight?
Good evening, Joel, and everyone else on the net. Thanks for taking that. Everybody seems to have good signals tonight. I don't know if anybody else is having issues with internet or HF. Some of the bands are just completely dead. I think we've got a pretty good solar wind blowing by and maybe affecting a little bit of everything. Didn't do a whole lot today. Just kind of enjoyed taking it easy. So everyone have a great week and hope we get some rain. KD0ETL back to net.
All right, Paul, yeah, hey, thanks for touching on that. What I was reading on the internet was a very large coronal mass ejection left the sun yesterday, and I did try to scroll around on some HF bands today, and yeah, they are dead. I mean, flat dead. I couldn't get anybody even to light up my scope, so bad day for radio. So with that, thanks for checking in, and we'll move to David. David, give us a Bowen score.
Well, Joel, good evening to you and everybody else on the net. I'm going to have to report a big fat goose egg for tonight. I threw a couple balls, and my elbow was so wrecked I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't going to help the team, so I just went blind. It's the reason I'm out here in the car and good enough time to make the net. It's been a while since I could, so glad to be able to jump in and say howdy to everybody. Other than bowling, we've just been getting geared up, getting everything built and geared up for doing POTAs this summer. Doggone, and that's going well so far. As far as that HF today goes, yeah, man, I tried to jump on and do some hunting today, and I think I made one contact. And off the top of my head right now, I can't even. It was one of the coasts. I can't remember which direction now, but it was one. That's all I was able to make out of all the spots I saw. So, yeah, everything was pretty dead. So, anyway, I hope everybody has a great week. 73 to y'all. This is W1OTW, back to net control.
All right, well, David, it's always good to hear you. And you are making a heck of a trip into the repeater tonight. You are solid. So, sorry to hear about your elbow, man. I think that comes with experience, if you know what I mean. So thanks for checking in, and with that, I am going to take regular check-ins to the Spark Repeater Net. Please call KE0WJX.
This is WA0WAUY, William Abel Zero, William United Yankee, Steve out of Beeman.
This is KY0P, Dennis in Sedalia.
There's two more good ones. I think we're only going to end at two at a time tonight. So, WA0WUY, Steve, you're making a good trip into the repeater tonight. What do you got for us tonight?
Oh, not a whole lot. I should be. I can almost reach out and touch it. Where is my rain? My gosh, it's getting dry out here. And I worked a Russian single sideband HF the other day. And another couple of stations over in Europe. I don't remember now just what they were. But and I did some digital contacts today. So keep tubes warmed up, so to speak. The repeater sounds pretty good this evening, and everybody seems to be getting in pretty decent. I don't know. Let's see what else I had on my mind. Apparently not very much. Yeah, I'm way past due for some warmer weather. I need to get my gator out and get to doing some tooling around in that thing. Get out and see some wildlife, but haven't done it lately because it's been kind of miserable out. I don't have anything else really, Joel. Thanks for doing the net. And your station sounds good this evening. KE0WJX and the group. It's WA0WUY.
All right, Steve. Well, hey, thanks for checking in tonight, and it's always good to hear you. And just FYI, your rain is on the way. It started raining here about 10 minutes ago, right after I started the net. So supposedly it's supposed to rain till midnight here, and I think it's moving your way. So hopefully I'm sending you some. So with that, we're going to move to number 14 on the list, KY0P. Dennis, how are you tonight?
Well, good evening, Joe, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, that's good news. Rain headed this way. Radar called for weather this afternoon, and we got just a few sprinkles, and that was it. So, as most people in the area, we really need some good rain. So, well, a couple good things happened during the past week. I guess the big one is I got my taxes sent in, and usually I have them done by the end of February, but with everything happening, it's just had to put it off about a month. But anyway, they're mailed off, and actually got good news this time, so that's always good. Usually I have to pay in, so. And my wife had a little get-together for me last evening. We had some friends and relatives over for my birthday, and that's actually not until the 28th of March, but we did that anyway. So a couple of good things, and we're waiting for rain. So I did watch NASCAR today. Well, I watched the beginning of it and the end of it and fell asleep in between. But William Byron actually won his second or third race for the season. And it turned out to be a pretty good race from what I saw. So, hey, I've taken up enough time. Yeah, you've got a great signal into the repeater here tonight. So I'll just say 73 Joel and everybody else. Have a great week. KY0P, and I'll be standing by.
All right, Dennis. Well, I know I'm not the first one to wish you a happy birthday, but happy birthday, and I wish you many more, man. So, and thanks for the NASCAR update. I was tuned into the Bassmaster Classic results this weekend, and they were fishing down in Tulsa on Grand Lake of the Cherokees, and it's probably the closest it gets, and I've always said I wanted to go to one, but we had a birthday party planned for a four-year-old granddaughter this weekend, so there was no way I was going and was going to miss that. So thanks for updating me on the NASCAR thing. So with that brings us to 14. That's the bottom of the list, but I'm going to fill you in on the April challenge that we have going. Since this will actually start the 1st of April, so we'll only have one more net between now and then, so I wanted to throw it out there. It's also going to be in the newsletter. The April challenge is this. Check into 10 or more spark nets on 2 meters from 1 April to 30 April. The only nets that count are this Sunday night, 7:30 p.m. net, the Tuesday 7:30 p.m. rag chew net, and the simplex net on Wednesday. Now, I know that simplex net's going to be a challenge for a lot of people, and that's where the challenge comes in. Me included, I'm not geographically aligned right to check into the simplex net very often, so it's going to require some mobile work for me, which I'm totally willing to do, to meet the 10 2-meter nets so in the month of April. So there it is. Like I said, it'll be in the newsletter, and I'll give it one more plug next Sunday night before it starts 1 April. So with that, we've got 14 check-ins. I'm going to take one more standby for anybody that wants to check into the Spark Repeater Net. Please call now.
W0VK, I'll be your 15.
KE0WJX, this is KE0ZTG, Kilo Echo 0, Zulu Table Golf, this is Bart Sedalia.
There's two more great ones. W0VK, Brett, what do you got for us tonight?
Man, I don't have anything but good news. Joe, you're doing an awesome job, man, and great signal. Really good signal tonight. So anyway, that's awesome, and really looking forward to the repeater challenge. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Don't have a whole lot else. Had a good weekend, nice and laid back. Didn't get too wild, which is a good thing. Got some rest today. Talked on 75 a little bit this morning, which was fun, and that's about all I got. So, Joel, I'll turn it back to you, my friend. Look forward to hearing everybody on the bands, and look forward to everybody at the meeting. It's going to be a good meeting. So we'll see you all there, W0VK.
WA0SDO, repeater.
All right, well, thanks for that, Brett. I was kind of curious how my signal was going to be tonight. Sometimes when HF bands get messed up, even 2-meter and the rest of them get messed up, but apparently not. Everybody's got a solid signal, and the repeater's working great tonight. So with that, Brett, I'm going to say thanks for checking in. Good to hear you tonight, and I'm going to move to Bart. Bart, you're following your big brother, so what do you got for us?
Well, had a good weekend this weekend. I wasn't on call or anything, so that was a good thing, and spring break started over at MU this weekend, so daughter came home the weekend, so we just kind of been hanging out, doing cool stuff, eating ice cream and what have you, so we really had a good weekend, and really just hanging out. One of the best things that you can do, hang out with one of your kids. Other than that, I really don't have a lot to say here tonight, other than everybody sounding good. It's good to be on the frequency with everybody, and it's been a little bit since I've been on, so it's nice to get back here to the radio, get it fired up, and talk to everybody. With that, I'll just say 73s to everybody, and looking forward to the challenge for next month and seeing everybody at the meeting. 73s, KE0ZTG. Stand by.
All right, Bart. Yep, it's always good to hear you, too. I know you got a busy schedule and can't always make it. But, yeah, and I have to agree with you about there's not much of a better way to spend a weekend, at least in my book, than with family gathered around. So, like I said, we had a birthday party for a 4-year-old granddaughter this weekend, so I got to have kids, stepkids, grandkids, and everybody all together and in several different places. We did some burger burn last night, and then we actually did the birthday party today. So I got spoiled this weekend with all of them. So with that, Bart, you're number 16 on the list. I'm going to take one more standby for anybody that wants to check into the Spark Repeater Net. Please call KE0WJX. All right, I think we've exhausted it for tonight, so I'm going to tell everybody 73, and Spark Repeater Net lasted 20 minutes on the nose, and we had 16 check-ins. So So the repeater will now be returned to normal amateur radio use. This is KE0WJX. Good night, everybody.